everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
High-quality seed wheat this fall can help you produce a better wheat crop next June. And Pieper Seed Wheat has five great wheat seed varieties to choose from and great seed prices for fall planting. Joe Pieper says pricing includes Monument, Flint, and Doan's at $8.75 a bushel and Gallagher and Larry at $8.50 a bushel. Call Joe Pieper for your wheat seed wheat at 580-541-1949. Wheat seed at a great price. Joe Pieper, 580-541-1949.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
And welcome back. Strong gains quickly developed in cattle futures with triple-digit gains, moving through short-term resistance levels in both live and feeder cattle markets today. Corn prices were lower today in live trade. September corn futures about 2 cents lower. Stock markets were lower in live trade. The Dow Jones is 34 points lower, while NASDAQ is down 2 points. In live cattle, futures continued to hold strong triple-digit gains, although buyers backed away from session highs seen early in the morning. December contracts broke through their short-term resistance levels set in late August, which helped to set the tone for the aggressive buyer support and created technical support throughout the entire cattle complex. Cash cattle activity remains slow to develop today, with a few bids seen across cattle country at $101 to $102 live basis and $163 dressed basis. Beef cutouts today were slightly higher, up about 9 cents in select and up a penny per hundredweight in choice, with light box movement of 81 total loads counted. In feeder cattle, futures held strong gains of $2 to $3 per hundredweight, with aggressive support quickly moving back into the complex. Even though no new fundamental support developed, the ability to move front-month contracts above highs set in late August created technical support and sparked follow-through buyer interest that may bring additional momentum at the end of the week. Grain futures, meanwhile, were mixed today, with weather in the focus as the growing season winds down. After Harvey flooded Delta crops last week, Hurricane Irma now threatens fields in Florida and up the East Coast with devastating winds. Corn prices were a little lower today after choppy trade overnight, which kept December futures to an inside day with a range of less than 2 cents. And soybeans attracted some follow-through buying today after profit-taking quickly evaporated overnight in a stream of steady buying. Finally, wheat prices were mixed today. While winter wheat contracts were a little softer, spring wheat continued its attempt to break out of a downturn. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.